From the scriptures, the Quran is the book of God. It has been preserved in its entirety since its revelation to the Prophet of Islam, between c. 610 and 632. It is a book that brings glad tidings to humankind, along with divine admonition, and stresses the importance of man's discovery of the truth on a spiritual and intellectual level. Translated from Arabic and commentary by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, it is God who has subjected the sea to you so that you may sail thereon by his command, and so that you may seek his bounty, and so that you may be grateful. He has subjected whatever is in heaven and on the earth to you, it is all from him. In that are signs for those who ponder. 45:12-13. God has made water subject to such natural laws that large ships may sail back and forth across deep oceans, and safely reach their destinations. Such is the case with the entire universe. The universe has been created in such a way that it is completely subservient to man's interests. Man may harness its resources in whatever manner he likes. It is thanks to the serviceability of this world that it has been possible for man to develop glorious civilizations. We assume that the existing structure of the universe is unique, and that it has taken its final shape. Yet it could have been created in a variety of other ways. What is truly miraculous is that, out of all the possible alternatives, it has taken a form which is useful to humankind. This is a sign of God, which, if given deep consideration, will demonstrate a glorious lesson. Tell the believers to ignore those who do not believe in the coming of the days of God. He will requite people for what they have done. Whoever does what is just and right, does so for his own good, and whoever does evil, does so to his own detriment, and you shall all return to your Lord. 45:14-15. Those who do not firmly believe that the day of judgment is going to dawn on them venture to oppress others. They harass the preacher of truth in every possible way. At that time, feelings of revenge may develop in the heart of the preacher, but he should be forgiving towards his addressees. He should concentrate all his attention on the work of his mission, and leave the matter of dealing with others' evil deeds in the hands of God. The value of the preacher's efforts is not assessed on the basis of the number of persons he has influenced and brought on to the path of truth. The value of his performance in the eyes of God depends upon the extent to which he remained steadfastly dedicated to the truth, and to what degree he himself exemplified the behavior expected of him.